Good morning. Today I want to talk about using the archive module in Windows PowerShell 5.0 on my Windows 10 laptop. So the first thing I like to do is to import the module that I'm going to use. Now to use do that, I use the import module commandlet, but I also when I'm working interactively at the Windows PowerShell console, then I just like to use the IPMO. This is an alias for import module. And also I don't like to do a whole lot of typing, so I just say star archive star, and then I press enter. At that point, I've imported my module. Now I'd like to see what I've got, so I use the git command commandlet. And again, I use a module, which is an alias, rather, GCM. And I specify the module and its archive. And I can see that there are two commandlets, or functions actually, in this particular module, compress archive and expand archive. Now what I want to do is to use compress archive in order to create some compressed files, zip files as it will, or actually, you know, compressed archive, which I guess which is what we're calling it here. So I'd like to retrieve space on my command line, so I'm going to set my location back to the root, and that gives me a little bit more room to type. And now I'm going to use compress archive. So I can press the tab key to tab expand, and you can see it also uppercases and lowercases and all that kind of junk for me. So compress archive, the path is the path to the file that I want to compress. So I'm going to say C:\FSO. And then I'm going to look for a particular file, which is called a more complete text. It's just a text file. And then now I'm going to specify my destination path, and that is also going to go back to CFSO. And then this, I'm going to call it a more.zip file. And when I do that, you can see the little progress bar, the PowerShell progress bar, popped up at the top, went zippity-doo-dah across, and now it's done. And so now I can use git child item and specify my path. And there's the more.zip file, and there it is. And I can also explore that using explore if I wanted to do that as well. Now, if I look at the help on compress archive, so I say help, then it comes up here and it tells me that the path, there's two command sets here. So the first compress archive tells me that my path accepts an array of strings. So that's what that little square bracket there means, that there's more than one string. So that means that the path to more than one file. Now, if we look at my destination, the destination path is only a single string. So what this means is that I can take multiple files and put them into an archive, but I cannot take multiple files and create multiple output zip files, not using this commandlet as it is currently designed. Then it also tells me that I can specify a destination path, my compression level, and I can update. This would mean that I could add additional files to a compressed file if I wanted to. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to look for multiple files. So if I say git child item, and I go to C:\FSO, and then I say star.zip, star.txt, we can see that there's a whole bunch of text files here that are in this particular folder. If I pipeline my my output here to compress, hit tab expand so I don't have to type everything, compress archive, and then now I'm going to specify my destination is C:\FSO, and we're just going to call this text backup .zip. And zippity doodah, there it goes. And then now if I use git child item for my C:\FSO, and I look for star.zip, then we can see that there's several zip files here. There's my text backup. You can see the size of it. This is the one that was the single backup there. Now, using this exact same technique, for me anyway, backing up plain old text files isn't quite as big of a deal, but what I like to do is a script backup and come back over here and change this from TXT to PS1. And now this will back up all of my PowerShell scripts into a zip file, an archive file. But there it is. Go back over here. I can look for my zip files. And there is my script backup. Okay, so that's it. You can see that using the compress archive commandlet is really easy. It's very straightforward. It's also pretty powerful. It's built right into PowerShell 5 on Windows 10. I talk about this in my Hey Scripting Guy blog during the week of August the 12, 13, 14, that kind of stuff. So on the notes for this, I've got links to my earlier articles where I go into more detail about using this particular commandment. My name's Ed Wilson. I'm the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and I hope that you have a great week. Bye-bye.